Hey guys, so everybody here tonight has something that they're very passionate about. Something that I'm really passionate about, that's really big for me, is mountain biking. I love mountain biking. I would do it all the time, if I could, probably. And it's the downhill kind. I like to go down the grade. Mr. Hartman, I like to make the GPE into KE. That's how it is. And sometimes on the first day of the season, you're out there and you're coming down the trail and there's a bump, there's a rock, you're like, and you're focusing, you see this rock and you say in your mind, okay, I'll have to maneuver around the rock. And that happens with every obstacle that you come across because you're really not feeling it. You're not in the flow. And like, every little problem you're looking at and you're analyzing it in your mind, and it's too much, and that really doesn't work out, and you're just preoccupied by all these things, and it's not that fun. But when you're just riding, that's when you love it. You're just riding. That's all you're doing. You're just coming down, and you're not worrying about the little stuff. You move around it. You account for all the things coming at you, but you're not. It's not what your attention's on. You're just completely on riding, and like everything just fades out, and nothing else is really in your head. And when it's like that, all the little problems, they don't take away from your ride anymore. They don't subtract from it. They just embellish it, and they make it all the more flavorful and give it more character. And that's what I love. That's when I love it. Then we can actually appreciate them. Now, I want to read a verse here in 2 Corinthians 3:16. Yeah. Whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away, for the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So all of us who have had the veil removed can see and reflect the glory of God, and the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. There at the end where it says, as we are changed into His glorious image, it's not as we change ourselves into His glorious image. We just kind of work at it hard enough and there that image comes. It doesn't really usually work. So when I try to take all those problems into consideration myself, my mind isn't that fast. It becomes a blur, and I'm just like, and I'm just overloaded, and it's not happening. But if we just completely let it happen and let my experience take over, then it just falls together, forming that absolutely wonderful run. And that's just awesome. And in life, too many times, I think, we approach God in the same way. We have this big list of these mechanical activities or just a list of things that we think makes us Christians. And we'll go down our list and we'll have, okay, read the Bible and pray, and we'll put in our time. We'll just be like 45 minutes of reading, praying, and trying to do this thing. And check, we'll check that off. And then there will come our interaction with people. We're like, okay, someone out there is going to need to be encouraged. And so we'll find someone in the day and we'll say a kind word to them, some intentional, shallow word. And we're like, check, all right, another move in the right direction. I'm really getting this image of God thing down. And we keep on going and we don't steal. Yes, that was a good check mark. That was pretty easy. And then we'll just go down our little activities that make us our Christians in our little mechanical walk with God. And we just say, okay, I'm going to do this. I got this. But we don't at all. And that's our problem there. But does this approach have us really rallying with God? I mean, are we getting into this? I don't think so. Personally, for me, that doesn't do it, really. That it's hard for me to get excited about a relationship that could be put on a list completely like that. But even infinitely more important than a biker has to focus on riding rather than all those little obstacles, all those little problems that get in his way. As Christians, we need to focus on Christ, not on all our problems, not on all the conflicts or all the little things of life that get us so drug away and become our religion practically. I want to read another verse. It's in 2 Colossians 3:1-4. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in a place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth, for you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. And the last part where it says, Christ, who is your life, that was important to me when I saw that, and it's Christ is your life. Like, it's not Christ is a nice little part of your life. It kind of fits in there with doing the dishes. And no, Christ wants to be your life. And so often Christ is just this little part of our life where we see it go by. Oh, there's the Christ part of my life. That went by pretty quick. The rest of things are going on now. But Christ is not meant to be a component of our life or a little hat on top that kind of accents it and makes it look good. Christ needs to be the meat. And then when we go forward with that in our heads, with the right motives and mindset, then he'll bring about a change in us that is so much more fulfilling and so much more real than any little list of changes that we try to make on our own. If every day we can just spend time with him and make him our focus, then he is our power and his spirit is our experience. And I know that how we treat people, how we treat each other, all our priorities, everything will dramatically, completely change. If we make God our focus, he will take care of the blur.